Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. We have about 11 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds, 5 to 10 knots, veering to the west in the afternoon. Wind waves from the south, 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the west at 4 seconds in the afternoon, and 3 feet, and west swells 3 feet high at about 8 seconds apart. So when you say at 4 seconds, it means 4 seconds between wave crests. So if you were out there in a boat, the boat would go rise up and down about every 4 seconds. So you can see that the tighter the ships are together, the vessels, the waves are together, so the shorter the wave period, as it's called, the choppier it gets out there. And so a wave period of, say, 13 seconds is much more rolling, which we often see here. But, say, 4 seconds is a lot more choppy. So, and the water is always in motion. I mean, offshore, water is always in motion anyway here. Tide's always going in, coming in or going out. But when you're out in the ocean, there's always that omnipresent swell, usually from some variation of a westerly direction that is coming here. And so vessels out there are going to always be kind of going up and down, even on a good day. Today I'm going to be talking with you about kind of a cool thing. We had on Monday a very special kind of ship come in here that was loaded with wind turbine blades. And so this had 98 blades on it, gigantic cargo of wind turbine parts, part of a Pacific Corps project to upgrade wind farms in eastern Washington. So these 98 blades, the largest number ever shipped in one place on a ship, is apparently what they're saying, went to the Port of Vancouver, and they will be taken one by one on semi-trucks. So we'll talk about all that. So the whole mechanism of getting these things to where they need to go. And then a little bit about the ship itself I thought would be fun to talk about today. So she's heading downriver. So let's take a look at our ship schedule. We have one inbounder today, the Summer Sky, arriving from offshore. She's headed for Portland to pick up potash, and she'll pass that story maybe around 5:30 p.m., maybe be in Portland by about 11:30 or around midnight. In our Astoria anchorages, we have five ships that are awaiting orders. They are the Sakazaya Noble, the Kania, the Prabhu Shakti, the Pan Bicorn, and the Magic P. The Pan Bicorn and the Magic P are both a little bit upriver from Astoria in the Rice Island anchorage, but you can see them from the downtown waterfront. All these ships, as far as I know, are all picking up wheat. And outbound, we have the Combi Dock 1. She's that heavy lift special cargo ship that brought those wind turbine parts in. She's leaving the Port of Vancouver from at about 3 p.m., which would put her past Astoria around 9 p.m. So it's possible that we could have enough daylight, I think we will, to see her as she passes by Astoria. So she'll be traveling on the river all afternoon from about 3 o'clock on, heading downriver. So you might want to keep an eye out for her. She's an unusual-looking vessel. The Summer Sky is heading out of the Port of Portland. She's a bulk carrier with potash on board, leaving around 4 p.m., so about 10 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The Luminous Ace is leaving the Port of Portland with Hyundais on board. She's a car carrier, one of those very high-sided vessels. 6 p.m. outbound, so maybe around midnight past Astoria outbound. And the Sakazaya Ace is leaving Kalama, I think wheat on board there, or corn, soy, or wheat, some combination thereof might be possible. The Darling River is leaving Longview with Petcoke on board. She's a bulk carrier also, leaving around 7:30 p.m., so maybe 11 p.m. outbound past Astoria. Let's talk about the Combi Dock 1, which is heading downriver today. She's a heavy lift vessel. She brought 98 wind turbine blades, the wings that make one of those wind turbines that spin in those wind farms in the eastern parts of Oregon and Washington. In this case, these are going to eastern Washington. So one of the interesting things about these that I mentioned when I was previously talking about this is that these turbines, these wings or blades are so large that they have to be individually put on semi-trucks with a very long wheelbase. They're very specially adapted trucks. They can carry something about 160 feet long. That's how long each of these are. Carry them one by one, one per truck. So it's going to take, according to the company spokesperson I spoke to, from July to October to deliver all of these wind turbine parts to where they need to go. So when they have a cargo like this that's very heavy and large, somebody asked on my ship report Facebook page about why isn't this going to the Port of Portland? Why wouldn't it maybe come to the Port of Astoria? Well, part of it is the roads and the transport. With something this long, you can't really put it on roads where you're going to have to make any kind of a tight turn, because turning something that long, it's just problematic. And it's so, they're so heavy. Each one weighs many tons that it can't go on just any roadbed. So there are issues with cargo that is so heavy and cumbersome as this. So I'm sure that they scoped out the highways that were available and the routes that were available before they decided where to bring this cargo. And the Port of Vancouver is probably just the least problematic of the routes they could have taken. So the Combi Dock 1, the ship that brought it in. If you saw the pictures that I post, brought this cargo in, if you saw the pictures I posted on Facebook from the Columbia River Bar Pilots, thank you very much for those photos, showed a different looking kind of ship from what we usually have. First of all, the bridge was up in the front where they steer and control the ship from, was up in the bow. Usually the cargo ships that we see, it's in the stern. So this is kind of a different kind of a design. It's also a special sort of ship called a heavy lift ship, which is a kind of ship that is specially designed to carry very, very heavy cargoes. To give you an idea, one array for one wind turbine unit, maybe three blades, just the blades alone and the cone that holds them on to the tower weighs about 56 tons. So there were 98 of these on that ship. So it's just a lot of weight. It's almost mind-boggling to think about it. So this is a kind of ship that is designed to carry very heavy project cargo, as it's called, and designed to be loaded on one at a time and very carefully fastened, because these things cannot be bouncing around at sea. They could destabilize the ship, for one thing, on a very practical level, but also they're very expensive and they're somewhat fragile. So this is a very high-tech, very well-secured vessel. The Combi Dock 1, actually, another thing about her is that she's able to submerge to 11 meters. So she's the kind of ship that could conceivably partially sink herself to go underneath another vessel that was floating and lift it up. So for people who need to transport a ship that can carry a ship, this vessel has that capability. And so she only has a draft of about maybe less than 20 feet or so. So she's good for shallow draft water. She's a very unusual kind of vessel for specialized use. So she was built in Germany and has been operating since 2008. A little bit about the things on board, the blades on board. They were manufactured by a Danish company called Vestas, and they were shipped from Italy to the United States. So probably came through the Panama Canal, I would imagine. And anyway, just a very interesting, unusual cargo. And every once in a while, we do get these unusual ships coming in. There was a heavy lift ship that came in called the Blue Marlin that was actually bright orange colored, but her name was the Blue Marlin after the fish. And she brought in a container crane a few years ago for the Port of Portland. That was a massive cargo. It looked like giant Legos on the ship. And she was another very unusual specialized vessel that does work worldwide, as does the Combi Dock 1. So a kind of class of vessel that we don't usually see here on the Columbia, but a very interesting opportunity to see her when she was here. So look for her heading out past that story, maybe around 9 p.m. tonight if she's on time. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.